Okay, and your copies were on the we're in the middle of Ice Hay, which is the final of the three pages. And we're on the last column in the last page. The fourth line, V'yitzava Oisai. So the copies are really not adequate for everything we're going to learn today, but that's what we're up to. Now here there are different prints which have a different word after Yitzava Isa Shalayifna El. You have here Sore Hamachshavim. The traditional print says Shade. Difference between a Sar and a Shade at that point. The traditional print has Shade, and the two Purushim on the bottom, the Itznichbar and the Klechemda, apparently had two different versions of it. I'll just explain where we're up to and what the point that he's getting to is the following. He's saying here in this maimer, that the idea of a chassid by Klal Yisrael, is a maishel, somebody who is a ruler. And the mashal he gave is someone who's a ruler of a country, which the melech told him was not the question. The question was, what's a chassid? So he explained that a person has to think of himself as a ruler over a nation, the nation being himself. He personally has many talents and abilities, and many faculties which he controls, and they are all to be thought of as subjects in his nation, and just like a good king gives each of his subjects what he needs, no more and no less, the same thing, he should give all of his desires and all of his talents the pleasures they need and the responsibilities they have to have and nothing more. The theme being that discipline is the hallmark of a chassid. So I mentioned to you that it can be broken up into seven steps, although in the Sefer it's not beferish broken into seven steps, but he mentioned first of all lachasam to mimechasem to muzzle first his taivis, his desires, and then he said v'chaseim ha'koyches ha'ka'asanim, the things that bring him to anger. And the third, the thing which we learned last time, was to look at all his chushim, all of his talents and all of his senses as subjects which have to be dealt with in a disciplined way. As I said, each of the seven steps is a bigger chiddush. We're up to v'yitzava oisa shola yifne el. Some prints have hashedim and some have hasarim, which of course means two different things. So first let's learn the fun taich, which is shedim, and then move to hasarim. The idea is going to be the same idea. We're talking about discipline, a person disciplining himself. It's about halfway through the maimer. You have it. V'yitzava oisa shalifne el hashedim hamichshavim hamizdamin. A person should command himself not to turn to other eitzes, to other choices. Shedim hamachshavim hamizdamin means imagined choices that a person makes in order to be able to come to whatever eitzah he wants. V'lo yekablaim v'lo yamin bom. He should neither accept them nor believe in them. Atshayoyitz es haseichel, unless he works with his intelligence. V'myachshim ashiyesh etzlam yikablaim v'mlo yamrein. And if the things they give him to do are things that he can accept them, if not reject them, v'yikabala cheftzi zem imenu v'yaskim la'asaisai. Whatever it is that comes his way, he has to think about it intelligently, and if it makes sense, to work with it. Umiyasha klei hamachshava umefana oisai mekol ashakada mihamachshavis oiliyamais. To use his machshava to be able to help. Now, whether Yegairis shadim, in which case he's warning a person to be disciplined, not to look to alternative, I don't want to say alternative medicines, but alternative ways of satisfying the desire to get at what he needs. Or the Yegairis Sarim, the Eitzer Nechman explains, here means, again, he's imagining, a person imagines himself as a king, and his domain is his personal body, the things that he controls. So he's imagining that they're Sarim, that there are different advisors that he has that advise him to do different things. He says not to follow their advice unless he thinks it through. The senses or the choices that he makes, or he adds here, umitzave hamidame lahantzi hahidur shebitzurais. And mitzoy says lay ba'ad hazikaren. Alidmai say lafinyin alakayim avukosh kumay maimir harsinai umaymir avram yitzhak bahara meriah. Maybe on your copies, I'm sorry. Kumaymir maimir harsinai, it means like this. A person has an imagination, and I mean, I said we all had the same print. I guess we'll pick up such a set. He says a person has the ability to imagine. So what does a person do with his imagination? Most of the time, a person who has an imagination buys a lottery ticket, makes him feel good. The imagination has the ability to make a person feel good. What's nice about the imagination is that it can think of perfection. It can think of horrors also. But when it pictures things in a perfect way. So he's saying is that when you want to use your imagination to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of the many talents that you have. You should use it to imagine Maimon Har Sinai. Do you ever do that? You ever sit back at night before you go to sleep, try to picture what it must have been like at Har Sinai, or Maimon Avraham Yitzchak Bahara Meriah, or picture the Akedah. Do you ever see the Rembrandt of the Akedah? I think I gave it out once for us by night. I didn't give out Rembrandt, but the copy of it. You see Rembrandt's picture of Avraham Avinu about to kill Yitzchak. You see that the man had some imagination. I never thought of Maimon Har Sinai in such graphic detail, except that Avraham Avinu doesn't have a yarmulke in the Rembrandt. And we all know he had a yarmulke, and it was certainly not anything but a black velvet yarmulke, you know. So, what? A Strimal could be a Strimal. I know Rembrandt somehow left it out. But you look at the Rembrandt of Avraham Avinu at the Akedah, though, if you ever saw, he has one, Bilam, on his donkey, or, some which are more objectionable, like the one on Shimshon. You can see the man had an imagination. He did exactly what it says in the Kuzeri. He used the imagination to imagine what it must have been like. So we think of it in very nice, even strokes. But if you have an imagination, you picture what it must have been like, and you picture Avraham Avinu as a man who's lunging at his son. The picture is just amazing. And at any rate, that's the kayach hamidama that a person should have. Kumai mishkan ma'isha seder havayda. The next word is v'chayil hakavid bebeis hamigdash. Chayil v'reches. Nobody seems to be bothered by it in the Mefarshim. I'm not sure exactly how one would translate that. But it means the way the Beis HaMikdash looked on a typical day. Vezula suharbe, and many such things. And again, you're imagining yourself as a king over all your faculties. So the Shaymer, in your kingdom, says, don't forget it. V'yigar b'machashave the. What do you have the next word? B'sheidav, mevav belaemes umaspikai. And you should be angry at those thoughts that push it away. V'yigar, and you should scream, v'kasani, the powers of anger, v'tavani, with the powers of desire, mehatois hachefzi, for pushing away from his true desire, v'hi niyai, v'hi tridai, b'mashi eshatza me'akas v'ataiva. Okay, so this, the fourth step in his program, is to command all of your abilities to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you should have the discipline to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if many of us are holding at disciplining our imagination. It's enough to try to discipline our anger. The first two steps were to discipline your tendency towards anger and your tendency to taiva. But it's beautiful to think of a person who has such discipline, so self-control, that whatever he can do, wherever he goes, he's able to be to control his thoughts and his imagination to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The psychologists say that human beings don't like quiet and solitude. Human beings in our time and age, we like wherever we are, turn on a radio, to have some noise in the background, but not to be left alone with our own thoughts. We're not conditioned to it. We grow up with having many things distract us and entertain us, etc. For a person to be able to walk with his machshava, it's not so simple. The only person I ever heard talk about this was Rabbi Victor Miller, who always spoke about this, about walking down the street, walking into the fruit store and admiring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. So, you know, you walk down the street and you admire HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a Shara Yichud. But, you know, if I wouldn't have heard it from him, I wouldn't know, like, where do you go with it? You know, I walk down the street, I like... If I'm disciplined, I think about the difficult kashas I might have had and try to resolve them, or the jobs I have to do and how to do it. Very practical. But to think about things that are neither practical nor entertaining, just to think about the Rabbani Shalom, it's not exactly where we're holding. Nevertheless, that's the program. He's saying this is the chassid. The melech asked him, what's a chassid? He's saying that's a chassid. That wherever he goes, he uses his abilities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fifth step, va'achar zois ha'atzah. Yanik ha'koyach ha'chefzi kol ha'ivorim ha'misham shenayse bizrizus charitzus v'simcha. His next step in discipline is to use his physical abilities to sit, stand, walk, talk, to discipline them. They have a king. He's got officers around him. So he wants them to do what they have to do. You stand up when I walk in. You sit down, whatever it is that an officer does. He's saying, imagine yourself as a king and all of your abilities as a discipline. V'yamoy be'eso amida v'bli atzala. Now the idea is to discipline yourself to stand when you're supposed to be standing. V'yishtachave eis shi'etzavim l'shtachavais, and to bow when you're supposed to bow. V'yeshvu be'es ha'yeshiva, and you sit when you're supposed to sit. And you look where you're supposed to look. And your hands shouldn't be busy fidgeting like it always does to do what you're supposed to do. So it's a little hard to know what these four words mean. It seems to say you shouldn't hold your hands you shouldn't clasp your hands together. And your feet should be standing as they should stand. V'yamdu kol ha'ivorim May nivholim hayureim lases mitzvahs manhiga v'yagishu al mechush loyal hefsid im yelahem. So here is the fifth step in the discipline of the human being. This brings to mind, I was once at a kiddush. I was a guest at a kiddush in a shul, and it was a basement hall, and I was sitting there. And the table I was sitting on, there happened to be a couple of, I would say elderly gentlemen. They're probably the age I am now, but at that time I was a boy, so I thought of them as elderly. And they were sitting there talking to each other, and they were complaining about the gabbai in shul. I remember distinctly them saying that when Friday night at davening, when they get to Mizmar LeDavid, apparently the gabbai goes around telling people stand up. Mizmar LeDavid, you're supposed to stand up. So one tells the other, like, the nerve of the gabbai tells me to stand up. I work hard all week. And what's the big deal? I don't stand up by Mizmor David. I do stand up by Mizmor David. Why does he have to make a fuss over it? So whether he's right or wrong about whether the gabbai should be making a fuss over it, to a certain degree, we all have that. We all have that. You look around in Shemoneh Esrei at people bowing. We all learned the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara about how a person is supposed to bow at Shemoneh Esrei. I think we're convinced that the Rabbi Nishan doesn't mind all that much if we bow 2 inches less than it says in Shulchan Aruch. 2 inches more, we don't do. You know, like, we go like this, it's also good. You know, maybe on the level that we're on, maybe it doesn't matter all that much. But the discipline of the chassid is that what you do, you do it a cheshvan. Everything you do the way you're supposed to do. If you picture it, someone who has the opportunity to stand in front of the king, so you stand in front of the king, you do things correctly. When a soldier stands in front of the sergeant, he does things correctly.
Reminds me of Kelm, the
Bali Muslim and Kelm. The Bali Muslim and Kelm were extremely disciplined. The story about somebody who left Kelm before World War I and came back and found the Sfarim he had put aside exactly where they were. Exactly the same space. And when they dusted, which I didn't know they dusted in any yeshiva, they apparently had lifted it up, dusted, and put it right back down. So that's one of the stories of the examples of Kelm, of the Musa yeshivas. The Musa yeshivas were this idea, for maybe I think the Vardik maybe more so, to be self-disciplined and do what you're supposed to do and be where you're supposed to be. And there are a lot of stories about the Vardika with the communists, when the communists first took over. The idea of not being afraid, not being fearful. And I always remember Sarah Shapiro's article in Jewish Observer years ago about the discipline of the Musa yeshivas. And she had that story, which you must have heard from me. That's my problem. I speak to people who heard me before, but about the behavior in Nevardik of people going out alone into the forest and training themselves not to be afraid, and Einoid Milvadai, and the story of the people who used to go to the Chevra Kadisha Shtibel. They had, not like today, they have a Chevra Kadisha in town, in a store, and then you go out to the cemetery. In Europe, the Chevra Kadisha Shtibel, the building of the Chevra Kadisha, was in the middle of the cemetery, on the side of the cemetery, and they did the Tara, and they took him right to be buried. And the story about somebody who went in the middle of the night to the cemetery to teach himself not to have fear of anything else. There were stories of people who used to lie in graves at night to teach themselves to picture themselves as the Yom HaDin. And the story she wrote about was about a young man who was trembling, and he was telling himself there's nothing to be afraid of but God. And he walked out to the cemetery in the middle of the night and went to the Chevra Chadisha building, and he was training himself not to tremble. I mean, to go is one thing, but not to tremble. He looks through the window, and there's a mace, apparently, ready for Tahara the next day, lying on the Chevra Kadisha table. And he sees a mace in the middle of the night, and he's telling himself, Einoid Milvadai, Einoid Milvadai. And as he's looking through the window, the mace sits up. And he flies back to, you know, back to town. You know, he's scared stiff. It seems there was another Nevardika preparing for the Yom HaDin, who was lying down on the table, you know, imagining himself, ready for the Yom HaDin. So, what? I can't hear. Yakov Galinsky saw this. He was the one, or he's the one looking, or the one on the table? He quotes the story, okay. Yakov Galinsky tells the story. So it's a typical story of Nevardik. And the Vardik, unfortunately, was swallowed up by Russia. And the Vardik is not well known except that they bought Rabbi Rosenblatt Shul. So there's no resemblance to the Vardik except the name on the wall. It's all American boys. But the Vardik at its height had 80 yeshivas in Russia at the time of the revolution. And eventually they all disappeared.
Is Steibler
in Bialystok? But that's right. Yakov Galinsky tells a story about that also, about stumbling upon the stipler in the middle of the night in a shul, repeating to himself repeatedly. It's a Gemara in Erevin, where I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's called Shinana in the Gemara. His Rebbe tells him, "Hai Shinana, chatoifa achoel chatoifish si, the hai alma kebehilula damya." The Gemara says he told him, "Grab and drink, grab and eat." It doesn't mean food; it means mitzvahs. Because this world is like a wedding hall. A wedding hall, as long as you're at the wedding hall, you can grab and eat, grab and drink. But when the chasna is over, you come back the next day for breakfast, and nothing doing. So this world is like a wedding hall. Grab and eat, grab and drink while you can. And Yakov Galinsky tells the story of the night he came to the Vardik, and they told him to go practice his baididus. He stumbled into a shul in the middle of the night, and up in the Ezra's Nashim was the stipler as a young man, repeating to himself in a sing-song, which Yakov Galinsky would sing, John, I'm not capable of singing, but he would sing Shinna na Shinna Chatei Fachayel Tevzi Dahi Almo Kibei Lula Damya, and the disciple was just repeating it to himself over and over. And we don't see the practical purpose in that. But that's this idea, the idea of discipline. So the Kuzari is saying that you want to be a chassid, you have to be a maishal. So we learned 3 steps last time and 2 steps today. The first 2 steps, which we should try to work on, is to muzzle our desires, to muzzle our tendency to anger, the first 2. Then the third was to look at all our talents as soldiers in the army that can do whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And the fourth was this idea of using the seichel to control shadim, meaning skuladik ideas or other ideas, and the imagination to think of Maimir HaSinai. And then this, the last, to teach your body to be where it has to be, to do what it has to do things correctly. It's like, you know, when I go swimming, so I go swimming in the mornings, there's a lifeguard. So he just can't take it, the way I lift my head, turn my head, it's just not the right way. You know, you just, your head is not the right way. I tell him, well, the way I turn my head as I swim, yeah. So, you know, he tried to teach me Nebuch, you know, but I told him, he says there's a lot of drag the way you do it. So I told him when I started doing it, the therapist told me to put weights on my ankles to have more drag. So drag is good for what I need. But it just bothers him, you know, he's a swimmer. He just like, it's not the way it should be. Your head is in the wrong position. It's not the style. So, you know, if it's just not the way it should be. So that's this idea. It should be the way it should be. That's his 5th step. On Monday, we're going to learn the last time, till Yom Kippur, unfortunately, maybe one day Zaser Simei Tshuva will be able to learn, but we'll Mir Tzashem finish this this mimer. This is one of his famous mamorim. I noticed in my notes that I have from Gedalia Shor, he quotes the Kuzari, this mimer, the mimer of the chassid is a maishal. It's one, really one of the major statements in the Sefer. And we can do it to try to have self-control. It'll be wonderful. The 6th and 7th step, the 6th has to do with davening, but that has to do with being a maishal. We'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem next Monday. Yitzhak Hashem.